College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. Some NBA talk. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris, Rob Long is off this week. We've got the Knicks and the Pacers. I don't know if you saw it. That's tomorrow night, Ed. Tyrese Halliburton did that Pacers fan a solid that they were just throwing trash at. That was an ugly scene. I don't think that defines every Knicks fan or New York. Maybe if it was in Philly, it would define everyone. But no, I'm kidding. But like seeing that, it's disgusting. It's one of the reasons.
It seems like it happens at every venue in the country now to some degree.
Yeah. Like you can't be a fan.
Like it's this.
I don't know what the guy did beforehand because clearly his team lost. Right. When this happened, clearly his team lost. But the fact of the matter is to go out and throw trash at they were picking up gigantic trash bags and throwing on top of the guy. And if you've never been surrounded by 40 people chanting something at you that's not positive, it's not a comfortable situation to be in.
No, of course not.
So Halliburton hooked him up with playoff tickets to the games. So I think that's kind of cool for the stupid crap he had to deal with. But
it's pretty cool, actually.
The other cool part of this, I'm not a wrestling fan anymore, but Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson did something at WrestleMania, and now here they are facing off in the Eastern Conference Finals, which is kind of cool. So, like, as I look at it, I love the nostalgia of the series. I do think the Knicks are the better team. I think the Knicks advance. I don't think it's going to be easy, though. Like, the more and more I look at it, the Pacers have been playing really good basketball, and nobody's been paying attention because you knocked off the Celtics, and everybody thought they were going to be the best team, right? The Cavs, nobody's giving the Pacers any credit at all because the Cavaliers went out with a whimper and they were injured. Everybody got hurt. The whole store got the flu. You know, everybody got hurt. So I think people are just down on them. Maybe they're just excited about the Knicks. I, for one, would not be shocked if the Pacers won the series, but I fully believe the Knicks will. They're the better team.
How do they match up?
So it's interesting, the Knicks match up by playing their starting five all 48 minutes in the
every game.
I think you have some advantages. This is weird. I can't believe, it's not weird to say, but I'd love both of the point guards. I'd take Jalen Brunson over Tyrese Halliburton. Mm-hmm. He impacts the game more. Halliburton disappears in some spots at times. I think the Pacers are deeper. So if there's foul trouble, injuries, I think they can weather that storm a little bit more than the Knicks. But from a starting five standpoint, you have former teammate OG Anunoby to put on Pascal Siakam. Like, OG, good night. Thanks for coming out. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying Pascal's not going to score or do anything.
Right.
He will wear his ass out. And that's the whole point of it. Like, when you have a player that can play defense the way that some of the Knicks players can, you throw him on somebody. Same thing with Lou Dort. Go get in the torture chamber. And I'm sure Anthony Edwards is going to be in it the whole damn week. And we'll get to that game in a second. But, you know, and then you start thinking about the other pieces. Mikal Bridges at the beginning of the season, everybody's saying he can't shoot. He changed his shooting motion. Now he's back to hitting shots and playing 40 minutes. He was a plus defender, even though he didn't grade out well this year. And then you bring in Josh Hart, who people can say whatever they want. That guy can play on my team any day of the week because he does everything. He doesn't care if he grabs 18 rebounds and 4 assists and doesn't score, or if he's the guy that drops 38 points and doesn't have another. I mean, he'd probably be mad if he didn't have any other statistical categories, but he just fills up the stat sheet across the board. And when you have glue players like him and OG Anunoby, it'll let you to do whatever you want because they can defend. OG can defend 1 through 5. I think you might be comfortable with Hart 1 through 4, depending on how big the power forward is. But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Versatility helps. So, and then the big thing is Miles Turner versus Cat. I think this is Cat's series. I think it's like, hey, this is why you guys got me. And I think this is the one where he shows his worth. Because I've seen a lot out of him this year. I was so down on Cat because I thought he was soft. And I still think he's a little soft for a big guy. But, man, that guy's been through hell and back with the stuff that went on with his mom and people mocking him and Minnesota, the stuff that went on with Jimmy Butler where it felt like he cut his freaking nuts off and, you know, like he couldn't do anything there. Even when he spoke up, Jimmy was like, oh, you're soft. Get out of here. And everybody felt that way. And now seeing him in New York, he made the statement, I'm the greatest shooting big man of all time, which everybody took umbrage with. They're like, oh, you forgot about Dirk Nowitzki. Well, Dirk Nowitzki was a power forward. Yes, that's a big man that shoots. This is a center. This is a center that shoots more threes than most of the guys in the league.
Yeah.
And he's good at it. So I just think it's going to be a lot of fun. That starts tomorrow night.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, tonight. Well, first off, let me get your thoughts. What do you think? Knicks and Pacers. You nervous?
Yes, because I think the Knicks is a better team. I always believed in them, as you know, during even against the Celtics. I remember you telling me early in the season they were a good matchup with the Celtics, who were the defending champs, by the way. So it's not like they've, you know, but everybody, and we teased Rashawn, but I mean, so many people, even nationally, were like, the Knicks have no business being on the floor with them. The Celtics, I don't care. The Celtics aren't going to lose this series. All that. The Knicks are a good basketball team. It's just they've been not very good for a long time. Now they are. Brunson is he's a huge difference maker. As we had an off-air conversation yesterday, he may end up being, if he continues, he'll be one of the greatest Knicks of all time, if not the best.
He's got more Knicks playoff wins than anybody in the past, what, 40 years?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's all that. I think they're better than the Pacers. I don't know if they could beat the Thunder if they get to the NBA Finals. But this is a good basketball team, and I think they should get through this series. I think they will get through this series, but I don't think it's going to be easy. It's not going to be like they're going to sweep them.
Well, look, this is it's going to be interesting tomorrow night, and again, we'll talk about that tomorrow. But tonight, and I'll talk more about this in the Daily Line, just because I really like this game, Thunder versus the Wolves. Thunder about a 7.5-point favorite. I think tomorrow night the Knicks are 5.5, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. And I like both the Knicks in game one. I like the Thunder in game one. I'm not usually on all the favorites, but like everybody's jumping on the underdog because they think the spreads are too large. And I look at the situation tonight. Again, you're going to have, I believe you see Lou Dort on Anthony Edwards. And you start to look at the other pieces, Isaiah Hartenstein, not a good defender, Rudy Gobert, not a good offensive player. So I don't know how much that really matters. And then on the flip side, you start looking at the other pieces, Jalen Williams, Chet Holmgren, what they add. I don't know that that this team with the Wolves, because I think you're going to see a lot of Naz Reid. I think you're going to see a lot of, I just blanked on their wing player that's so good that D's up everybody. It'll come to me in a second. But anyway, they have guys that can match up with those long wings. The issue is, who are you putting on Shai? SGA is just, he gets to the free throw line. Whoever you put on him, he's going to get him in foul trouble. That's the other thing you have to factor in. So what I think you see happen is what we've seen in a lot of games before. Like when Kawhi would play against LeBron, every once in a while you'd see Kawhi take him on for four quarters, but they don't want to wear him out. You would see what they would do is Kawhi would play off, play help defense, and then in the fourth quarter, then they'd put him on the best player.
Yeah.
And I think you might see that to a degree with Shai, but just have to wait and see. But I think OKC wins the series.
Yeah, me too. But looking at the lines, it's interesting. OKC is, by the way, is minus is 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
Knicks 4.5.
Okay, so you got 4.5. All right.
Yeah. But the over under for the Knicks Pacers is 223.5. And during the Boston series, it was down like 207 very often.
Well, so Boston, a better defensive team. Knicks, a good defensive team. This is the thing I tell people, and a very frustrating thing, and I'll get away from this and we'll get into the other stuff coming up. The thing that really frustrates me about the NBA sometimes is, if these teams met in the regular season, and I bet if we went back and look at a Pacers-Knicks game, the total was probably like 231, 233.
Right.
You just said it's 222 in the postseason.
Yeah.
By we get into a few games and we get to a game six or game seven, remember that number because we're going to be at about 212, 213.
Yeah.
It keeps coming down because those games get tighter and tighter. You're taking less chances. You're not doing stupid things. Coaches run more half-court sets. You do have certain coaches that want to run and force you out of what you want to, you know, your sets and everything like that. But it's weird how it happens in game sevens and everything tightens up. The oddity was game seven with the Nuggets and the Thunder. The Thunder just beat their asses so bad the game went over the total. But it's the same thought process. The Nuggets, what did they barely score 90 in that game or whatever it was in a game seven? This is the NBA in 2025. These guys, they don't play defense during the regular season. All of a sudden, playoffs start, and then they start playing defense. So
it's weird. It shows you they can.
Yeah.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.